Jim, we always love to talk about Western Sydney, and that's one of our main themes, but also the people of Western Sydney need to get out and about, and we can travel within New South Wales. So we're thinking that we're going to explore the idea of rail trails and what a rail trail is. And for those who don't know, there's many kilometres of railway line within New South Wales that is unused at the moment. The era of rail and steam and all those sorts of things is over. A lot of things are done by truck now, even though we've got the new inland rail, but there's many of kilometres of railway line out there which are just lying idle and are ideal for what we call rail trails. So without stealing any thunder of our next guest, I think it's best that we introduce her to give us an update on what's happened. Very much exciting in New South Wales. It's one of our first. So what we're talking about is the Tumbarumba to Rosewood rail trail. And on the line, we have Deb Harris to talk with us and give us an update and also answer all our questions about the Tumbarumba to Rosewood rail trail. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Thank you for joining us online. How's the weather down your way?
It's just glorious. Blue sky. It's 19 degrees. Going to get to a top of 27. We've been out for a ride on the rail trail already this morning, so we're raring to go to talk to you.
I was going to say, that's a lovely day for weather for riding, and it's good that you've got out, and thanks for joining us and coming back. No doubt you've had your coffee as well.
Yep, sure have.
Can you give our listeners a bit of a history about the Tumbarumba to Rosewood rail trail so they understand what it is and what we're talking about as a rail trail?
Yeah, sure. It's interesting to note that it's 100 years this year since the Tumbarumba to Wagga railway was officially opened. So this year, 100 years ago, the railway was actually opened, and now, 100 years later, we're able to ride our bikes, walk on it with our prams, our wheelchairs, our mobility scooters, some of the distance that it used to be by train. So it's a lovely use of history. In 1974, the line was actually closed. And since then it's left idle. And 18 years ago, a local entrepreneur had the idea, after seeing the Otago one in New Zealand, that this could be a great use for our unused railway line here, and set the wheels in motion. So it's taken over 18 years and a lot of work by local volunteers to get it to where it is now.
Deb, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm really excited, and you're telling such a visual story. It really is fantastic. Just for our listeners, we talk about Tumbarumba and Wagga and different things. Give us some idea of place from Sydney.
Yeah.
Lots of our listeners are from Western Sydney. So encourage us to come to places that people may identify with this wonderful trail.
Well, if you're coming from Sydney and you were going to Melbourne, you could stick to the Hume Highway and have a lovely, boring drive of a couple of hours, or you could take the road off the highway towards Gundagai Tumut, come down through the apple orchards in Batlow, and then you'll end up in Tumbarumba, and you can always go back out to join the Hume Highway just near Holbrook. So it's we're obviously nearly halfway between Sydney and Melbourne. So for Sydney people, it's a couple of hours drive, and it's a beautiful part of the world. We were ravaged, Batlow in particular,
yes,
and Tumbarumba were ravaged in the bushfire, so this is a great way to get people out to our areas, to support the businesses, to recover, and to see what the countryside looks like down this way.
Well, Deb, that was the reason for me asking the question, so that, weekends are coming up in the next weekend or in a month's time. Darren and I might take our family and come down. So that's very appealing what you've said to us, that we could jump in the car, drive down, have a cup of tea and a scone somewhere on the way down, and then end up with some accommodation down there. So that's very doable in a weekend.
Sure
And it shows you the experience. You get to experience small country towns that you may not have experienced before, and get to see it in motion by riding your bike or walking or whatever, rather than just sitting in your car driving through.
So we're booked into the motel, got the best prices in town, we're really excited, got our shoes on and so on. I believe that the trail from Tumbarumba to Rosewood's about 21 kilometres.
Yeah, about 21 kilometres.
And do people do that in a day?
That you can do, you can, or you can just do segments of it. the local community or the local group that I'm involved in, every Saturday we join together and ride it out to a coffee shop, have some lunch, have a chat, catch up. And just for the joy of riding, what we've put in place all those years has taken us to get to this stage. So we just love doing it. And we talk to people along the trail all the way. And it's basically a couple of hours out, a couple of hours back, if you're riding at a decent pace. It's easily doable. Families do it in a day, or you can just do segments of it. Leave your car at a car park, do a bit, come back to the car. You don't have to do it all at once.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, and I've been listening to you speaking and answering Jim's questions, and it reflects to me the idea of when you go to the countryside and you do something like a rail trail, you learn so much more about the history, the geography, no doubt the railway lines there because it's the easiest gradient, and then that makes it easier for cyclists as well. Now, so is it downhill one way and a bit uphill back? Is that right?
It can be like that, yes. The first bit down is a beautiful, beautiful downhill through a cutting of gum trees, through open farmland. You come to a main road, you pass the timber mill, you come to an old trestle bridge that has been renovated, and then you start a slight uphill to Rosewood. And then on the way back from Rosewood, it's downhill a lot of the way. The last 7 kilometres can be a bit of a climb, but I always think of the old steam engine, I think I can, and just keep pedalling and you get there in the end, and it's such a feeling of achievement to do it.
Well, generally the railway line won't be more than about 2% gradient, I believe, or maybe a bit more, maybe about 3 or 4, but your steam trains would need an extra one to get up those sorts of grades. So you touched on one point I wanted to just feel through a bit more, is what needed to get done to make this a reality. And you said a trestle bridge need to be upgraded. What other sorts of hurdles were they that the community surmounted to get this happening down there at Tumbarumba?
Oh, how long have you got?
Oh, well, we've got about 2 more minutes now before the break.
It was a lot of bureaucratic. The line had to be closed by an act of parliament. Even though it hadn't been used since 1974, it had still to be closed officially, had to be debated in Parliament. The community had to be on board. Local landholders adjoining the railway line had to be consulted and taken into account what their farming practices needed to allow it to be done. So much bureaucracy, it's not funny. But we persevered. 18 years later, we can say yes. We persevered and we've got it up and running, and it's such a great thing for our community to have, especially in the time of COVID.
That's wonderful. And
please
stay
on the line. I've got my bags packed. Deb, I'm ready to go.
Well, after the break, we'll learn more about how to get there, what to do, and why we should visit. So stay with us there, Deb. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're going to go to a short break with the speakers. This land is your land.
Live 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 19 minutes past 10, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
I'm really excited. This is fantastic. Deb, the way that you communicate paints wonderful pictures, and we want to find out more and more with regards to this fantastic trail. I'm really encouraged by how you've tried to bring inclusion into the total journey. Just about everybody, in fact, everybody is catered for in some capacity, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's a sealed trail the whole way, so that we can include everyone. The only things you can't do on the rail trail are have dogs, horses or motorbikes. Basically, they're excluded from accessing due to local landholders' issues and safety as well.
And that makes a lot of sense. But what I like is that, you know, people can have scooters, mobility scooters, people can walk, people can take their babies in prams, bicycles. It's just really, really friendly, and I'm really encouraged by that. So walk us through, what part of the trail do you like the best? I mean, what touches... Are you there, Deb?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, great. What, you know, we could have you on all day, but, you know, what are your most memorable parts of the trail? What do you love? Visualise. Tell us about that part of...
I think the way history has been kept alive. We've got information boards along the way at all the old stations, so you can read up, see photos of what it was like in the day. They're very interesting and informative. We've kept all the line markers, the quarter mile, half mile, mile markers all the way along. So we've incorporated the history of it. You can see snow in the winter months from the trail. You can see the Kosciuszko Range. You can see vineyards, farming. It's just such a beautiful way to see the country in a relaxed, healthy environment as well.
So how much does that cost?
What's that?
To walk the trail. How much?
Well, nothing. It's all been free. The state government gave us funding back in 2015.
Fantastic.
And our local council manage the trail, and we're a local volunteer organisation who advise the council on how we want things done to make it a world-class facility. So, no, it's all free. Anyone can just use it at any time.
That's excellent. I've just logged onto Google here and plotted a track from home, which is the studio here in Baulkham Hills, down to Tumbarumba, and it says 4 hours, 51 minutes.
So
it's a 5-hour drive, maybe a bit longer if you have a bit of a stop, maybe at Goulburn, which is about halfway, and you can be down there. And, Jim, you're thinking you might do a day trip.
I might even do a day trip. Deb, I was simply saying a number of people listening to our show know I'm getting a new hip next week and puts me out of action for 2 to 3 months. I've got to ask Carol what the weekend provides. But, you know, things like that are fantastic. I've been very fortunate to walk the 6-mile track and parts of in Spain. And walking is such a fantastic activity. And I know Darren loves riding his bike and doing all of those things. It's just a really healthy, positive experience. And, you never know. You might see me on the walk.
Well, that'd be great. We had a guy come down. We had a few guys actually on their penny farthings come along and ride the trail, which is pretty hard work. People on their tandems or their recumbent bikes. Look. And the wheelchair users are out there. It's just been fantastic.
It really is a fantastic weekend. I just want to ask you this question, if I can. Yeah. Do you have any special festivities throughout the year? Like, is there a particular time when you say, Jim, if you're coming down, Darren, if you're coming down, this is just fantastic with music and entertainment and so on?
Well, in Tumbarumba itself, there's an annual festival in the end of February called Tumberfest. It is going ahead in a limited capacity this year. That's the last weekend in February.
Sure.
That's always good. But this year we're having, on the 10th of April, is our official opening delayed. This is our third attempt at having the official opening because of COVID. So on the 10th of April we're having a family fun day along the trail aimed at having families and having fun and getting out there to enjoy the atmosphere. So anyone would be welcome to come along to that.
That's fantastic. So the 10th of April, no doubt it might be busy, so people need to arrange their activities now. Now, I was just thinking, Jim, you want to go down, but do you have a bike? And Deb, can we hire bikes down there?
No, I wouldn't take a bike down there. I wonder if I could hire a bike.
Well, you could. There is a local business that was a nursery and they've just branched out and they have e-bikes for hire. You do have to get, and they have baby chariots as well. There's a business that will pick you up wherever you are, or when you've finished and you can't ride back, they'll come and pick you up if you ring them up and pay the fee. You can order a hamper to take, a picnic hamper to have out there with you as well. There's lots of businesses that are coming to the forefront in Tumbarumba to take advantage of the visitors coming to our lovely town.
Sounds fantastic. It sounds like it's been a great business winner for the area down there that, as you say, was ravaged by bushfires and needing a pick-me-up and a lift-me-up type, so to say. Now, what's in it for the future of the rail trails down there? I understand this is stage one of 4 stages, is that right?
Yeah, well, in the beginning, we wanted it to go all the way to Wagga, which is 135 kilometres, which would be just fantastic. But because of the issues with local councils along the way, it covered a couple of different council areas, it became too difficult dealing with the bureaucracy. So we stuck with our first bit, which is Tumbarumba to Rosewood, 21 kilometres within our local serviced council area. So eventually we would like to get another couple of parts on, you know, 30 kilometres to Humula, another 30 kilometres to Tarkata, and then on to Wagga. So the amount of time it's taken to get this far, and we're a pilot for the New South Wales, the rail trails in New South Wales, it has to be proven to be successful before they'll even look at any further extensions. But we can always dream.
I think you have proven it to be a very successful outcome for rural communities. Mm. And I do understand that up at Murwillumbah, they're starting up there just as we speak, and got their approvals and are forging ahead. And their rail trail is going to be active, I would say, 12 months' time, hopefully, based on your experience. So congratulations, Deb, for what you've done there. And
well,
it's been
a joint effort with things like the Historical Society, and the Men's Shed have been getting contracts to do work, and they're just doing fantastic work along the trail. The land care groups keeping up the native vegetation, and local contractors have all been, you know, used in the construction. So it's a win-win for everybody.
It's absolutely fantastic. Deb, thanks for joining us this morning on Spotlight. You know what? We may even talk offline, and Darren and I might even come down one weekend and do some interviews and just try and help promote. We love people who are active, people who are positive, and people who make a very good contribution to their community. And certainly through you, Deb, and the whole team down there, we want to thank you on behalf of Spotlight and 90.5 FM. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I hope we see you.
You will.
You
and
will.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Alive 90.5.